Hey, it is time now to take a look at some of the mischief we can get up to this weekend with our event guide. We do it every week here on 2SER around this time. I'm joined in studio right now by one of our most splendid producers, Arian. Arian, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
What have we got happening this weekend?
So much.
So much?
We've got so much going on.
Strap yourself in.
It's last day of Vivid today.
It is.
And Women in the Arts are putting on a massive discussion called Contemporary Art, Feminism and the Internet.
Oh my God, that's a big title there.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on. So, the Contemporary Art, Feminism and the Internet is a giant panel discussion / Facebook chat.
Oh gosh.
With the entire audience getting involved. There's international guests, there's going to be people on Skype. It's going to be a lot going on.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
This sounds amazing.
It is going to be a lot of fun.
I love it when you bring it to the people and put it on Facebook. That is always great fun.
I mean, you can even try to participate from home as well.
Yeah.
If you want to get involved.
See, this is my kind of event. I can stay at home, cozy in bed, wrapped in a blanket this cold weekend and still get involved in amazing events. This is really cool.
That's right. Well, they'll be discussing relationships about internet feminism and art.
Uh-huh.
And there'll be a lot of screens, so it'll be good to get down. The artist partnership, Zin, will be moderating the Facebook chat.
Cool.
Sydney-based performance artist, Sabella D'Souza, will be there. Melbourne new media artist and curator, Xanthi Dobby, will be there also.
Cool.
Indigenous digital art collective based in Aotearoa?
I think that's
in
right.
In New Zealand.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they're going to be coming in via Skype. Fresh and Fruity, sorry. They're going to be coming in via Skype. And Sydney artist and curator Talia Smith will be on the panel / Facebook chat as well.
/ just multi-platform goodness.
It's going to be super weird and like a lot of fun.
So that's at the MCA.
Yeah, it's at the MCA. Tickets are just $27. And charge your phone and get down to the MCA at 3 p.m. this afternoon.
You know what? Take a phone, take an iPad, take all your devices so you can get on board. That sounds like the time to charge all the devices and get down to the MCA.
It's going
to
be a good one.
I like it. Cool. What else have we got happening?
The Refugee Film Festival. So it's Refugee Week starts this week, and there's Refugee Film Festival at the State Library of New South Wales. It's organised by the Refugee Council of Australia, and it brings five films telling the stories of people from all over the world.
Okay.
So it kind of talks about the displacement of a lot of people.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of films in there from In Procedure, which is a film that talks about a Syrian refugee fleeing to the Netherlands to save his young daughter who's seriously ill.
Oh, wow.
And there's another story called Constance to the Edge, which is a film that tells the story of Constance, who lives in Australia, who's fled two wars and is trying to find her place within
these
society.
Feel like heartstring tugging films. This is the film I cry at the drop of a hat.
Oh, there's going to be lots of tears.
I would need to take a whole box of Kleenex down with me because I absolutely sob in anything remotely sad. If it's happy, if it's sad, if I'm just feeling really connected to a character, waterworks.
Well, if you want to cry, this is the place to go.
I feel like this is a good cry too.
Or feel inspired. I mean, you'll feel very inspired.
I cry when
well.
I feel inspired too. Okay. When happy, sad, anything. If there's emotion in a film or television show, it's like, bam, Jess is in tears, sobbing in a corner. So this is cool. So it'll be it sounds like an amazing event.
Yeah, it goes all weekend. So there's five films all weekend. Tickets for these are $20 for a regular ticket, $10 for concession, $30 for a day pass, or $65 for the whole weekend.
That's pretty good. That works out at like just over $10 a film.
Yeah.
You can't see anything for $10 these days.
No. Oh, no. Not even on the cheap Tuesdays.
No, cheap Tuesdays aren't cheap anymore.
No,
they're not. It's...
It's wow.
That's another time I cry when I have to hand over money to go and see films. We've got one last event this weekend.
One last event. It's called Distributed Sounds by Jessica Ekermain. And this is on today at 7 p.m. at Tactical Space Lab on Lackey Street in Sydney. So this is kind of like an experimental sound performance.
Okay.
I know I talked about something similar to this a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
But this one Jessica Ekermain is collaborating with new media artist Josh Harley on an interactive VR soundscape.
Okay.
So they're creating a virtual reality soundscape. So that kind of takes it to a whole new level.
This is next level. This is stuff. The virtual reality trips me out. It's something I can't really wrap my head around.
I think it's going to be like pretty interesting.
This sounds really interesting.
And it's Jessica's practice transforms sound into like site-specific installations.
Okay.
So it's going to take over the space and really kind of
encompass.
Yeah, it's going to really like change the way that you kind of like
it feels like a bit of a transformative experience.
That place. Yeah, it's going to be quite good. Anyways, that is on today at 7 p.m. at Tactical Space, and that is free.
Love a free event. Always love a free event.
Yeah, you've got to throw on three.
You've got three of my favorite things this weekend. Feminism, really cool films that'll make me cry, and just free stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like you've hit every mark. What would be your pick of the bunch this week?
I am going to get out to Contemporary Art, Feminism and the Internet today at the MCA.
That sounds like a really fantastic event. Do you know what I think I'll do? I think I'll go to the Refugee Film Festival. While I'm waiting for the film to start, I'll be online for the MCA event. and I can just get best of both worlds.
Yeah, do it all.
We'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.